The Gemara says in Yuma Chavav, we had this morning, that Me'olam Loishona Ba'odom, when it comes to the Ketores, it was always a pious L'chadoshim. Ketores, because the Gemara says, because it's Mis'asheres, it makes a person wealthy, so Me'ela, they did not want it to be that one Koyen should have it again, Adarabah, that those that were not Zoich in the pious, get it. So you couldn't have a double dip when it came to the Ashirus that came about through the Ketores. The Ramah in Hilchos Milah Yoredei Reish Samach Hei Yud Aleph says that a sandik is like a maktik teiris, and that's why the minig is not to give two children from the same mishpacha. The Bala Bris doesn't give two children to the same sandik from his own mishpacha. Just like by teiris we say chadoshim lekteiris, so there has to be someone new. So too over here it has to be someone new. And the Ramah brings b'shem, this is b'shem the Maril b'shem Ben Peretz. Friedrich Rishonim. Lemaisa, as I stated in Ramah, the Goyin in the Bi'ah Agra very strongly disagrees on this Ramah, and he says a lotion of Ein Ledvorov Shachar. It doesn't stand on anything. Ein Ledvorov Shachar. Number one, he asks, Oy Bazoi, why from a different person could you become a Sandik? Right? You don't take a Sandik from the same Mishpacha, their second child, their third child. If it's like Ketores, you can always have to be Chadoshim like Ketores. Chadoshim for the pious. So if it's the same school of Ashiras, if it's Mas Asher, so why mitamol different mishpachas in Mutter? Look, Ketores is always Asa. And likewise, Dr. Goyin, a very stark Loshen, Me'oilom loimotzinu mish sandik shemis Asher. Loshen of the Goyin. Loimotzinu sandik shemis Asher. We don't find such a thing. Dr. Goyin, what's the makar? It's a minig that's based on Tzvos Rabbi Achosid, and he brings the makar of where in Rabbi Achosid it's brought down. Of his hotnish mikteiris, that's what the Goyin says. Now, on the Etzim Din, you do it that when the Goyin writes Loi Matzinu, so many try to obviously understand what do you mean Loi Matzinu. We want to have the school of Misasher Einim Chaim Loi Matzinu. We try to be Miyasher Loi Matzinu. So I think Reb Chaim Kreisved used to say that you have to have a ganzes on the kois. A fuller sandikois means not just sandik the miyushev, but besides the brachas, you also oimit with holding the rachanimol. That's a ganze sandikois. The sandik besides the brachas, also that's a full. He was always makbid to give me sandikois. I want the whole thing, side sitting, side standing, and maybe that would be Miss Asher. The stipler who had hundreds of sandikois throughout his life, people were mechabinim kid like Reb Chaim also did, but the stipler was always discovered the sandikois. So he said once on this going, he said. Mein Reb Chaim, mein Sohn Chaim, bin ich nicht der Osher Muflig. He's a trillionaire. Today, trillionaire is a buzzword that you, trillionaire. I'm all there, such a musik. But Reb Chaim said, ich bin mehr wie a trillionaire. And Reb Stipler said, I don't know if he used that lotion, but he said, das ist nicht kein Ashiris, I'm an Osher Muflig. I have a son like Reb Chaim. So it works. Ashiris doesn't have to be money, Ashiris can be other things. But that's all bederch bedichusa. But the Goyin is very clear. He says, Loi Metzinu, Sandik Shemis Asher, Dvorov, Ein Le Dvorov Shachar. Now, on the Etzim, Loi Metzinu, L'chayra, what do you mean Loi Metzinu? If there's a Chazal, we don't need a Raya. We don't need a Metzinu, a Loi Metzinu. If it's a Metzius. What the Goyin means, L'chayra, and that's stated in the Buddha like that also, clearly, that because there's no Makar and Shas, if there'll be Makar and Shas, you don't need a Raya. But if there, because there's no Makar and Shas, in addition, Loi Metzinu, if there's a Metzias besides Mekor and Shas, Eichad Epes. But Vibal does no Mekor and Shas, and in addition, Loi Matzinu, so a male attack, it's nothing. And the Narebuta says so behead you. The Narebuta has a tshuva in Yardaya, in Simon Peivov, the Shoyal asked him about getting Sandikoyis at Tzveitamoli. We got it already. So the Narebuta writes, Afshein Darki Lohoshiv Aldovar She'ein Loi Mekor B'Shas. Otherwise, I'll be bogged the whole day. Shilas. A Shilas that says Mekor and Shas, that I'm being Miyashiv. But this does not have a Makar and Shas. Yes, the Ramah brings it, B'Shem Rishonim. We're not talking about Stam. The Ramah, B'Shem Magil, B'Shem Ben Peretz. But in Makar and Shas, Zogna Rabbi Yudah, there is no Makar and Shas. Keteres is obviously Keteres Misasheres, but that's not the Makar for Sandikois. Zogna Rabbi Yudah, Adarab, if you're going to compare it to a Mizbeach of the Pnimi of the Keteres, compare it to the Mizbeach Achitzoin of the Dam of the Karbonus. Dam Mila is comparable to Dam Karbonus. And over there is no such thing as chadoshim. Fakert, karbonis can be a pious again and again. It doesn't have to be chadoshim. So maybe compare keteres to the mizbeach achitzoin, the dam over there. Zogt der Rabbi Yehuda, v'chol medinas poilen, ein medakikim bozeh. Mean not to get tzandikos twice. And he says, in harbe mekoymes, der mechabit derava kavua, is mechubit tomid with tzandikos. Today also, a Rav gets it more than once from the same mishpacha, a Rebbe gets it. So what happened to this whole din? So the Chassam Sofer, in Archaim, in Kufnum Ches, he's meyashrev this nekuda about Lemaisa, Molada Asra, Rav, a Rebbe. They get it, even in one mishpacha. So he says, that's not shver. Because the Gemara says that a Kohen Gadol, we know is Makter, Shivas Yomim, what does a Kohen Gadol do when Mafrishin Oiso? Makter Esakteris. And he does it more than once. He does it 7 times. So by a Kohen Gadol, there is no such thing as we don't want him to become wealthy. Fakert, Gadleu Mishalachim, the Gemara says. He's supposed to be wealthy. And if he's not wealthy, you're supposed to give him money to make sure he's wealthier than all the other kind of mediotis. So a Kohen Gadol, Dr. Sam Sefi, we find a precedent. We find a musik that Itaka does it more than once. Fakert, Shivas Yom, he's Makter Esakteris. So Mela, he says, the Rav, the Mordasra, the Rebbe, is Abchina that Akaponim, we find such a Metzias, they can have it more than once. But Lemaisa, Nerdy Yudas says a very geshmak alumnus. Lemaisa, at the end of the day, there is a Rabbeinu Peretz. So what's the Pshad? Yes, Ein Lashacha from Shas, and it's not Keteris. But what does Rabbeinu Peretz say? So Dr. Nerdy Yudas to Miyashiv, the Rabbeinu Peretz, not like the Ramah learned. Ramah learned the Rabbeinu Peretz like Keteris. But he says as follows. He says that Be'etzim, there's a question that could be asked. By the Keteris, I understand why it should not be distributed more than once to a Kohen. Why? Because it's the schus of all the Kahanim. It's avoidat mesura to all Bnei Aaron. So why should one get it before someone else got it? If one never received it yet, why should a Kohen get a double dip ready? That's not right. So Meila Taka, you can't get more than Chaveroi. So that's where Lohi Nichua, we made sure that Me'olam Loishona Odomba, because it's Taka mesura le Bnei Aaron. So one can't be more than the other. It's his mitzvah. I can decide who I want to have, Ms. Asher. If I want a person to have 2 chances, a double, 2 times Ashiras, so it's my choice. It's my pick. Something that's Mesula ben Aaron, Keteris. So we don't want one to have more than other. But something that's Mesula to Avi Ben, so why can't he decide? I want to give this person 5 times some Keteris. He has 5 chances to win, to be 5 times as much of Ashiras that he would have had about more than once. So why not? Zog the Nadi Behuda that the Enech Rami, mitzad that, it's Mesula to the Av, and he can do what he wants. But he says Rabbeinu Peretz is coming from a, because Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't say that. There are more quotes in Magil, who's based on Rabbeinu Peretz. He says Rabbeinu Peretz is based on the Gemara in Erev in Samach Gimel. The Gemara says, Omar Reb Abba Bazavda, Hanoise Mat Noisov Lekoyen Echod, Mevi Rav Le'olam. That's a different Gemara. That Gemara says that you're not the Bailim on your own Matonis. You want to give to one coin? You can't. Maybe Rav Le'olam. You can't just pick, I'm only giving this coin. That is something we see already, that it's not up to you that you can decide who you want to give to, even though it's your, so to speak, you're the Bala Bris. So you can't decide, I only want to give some coins to this person again and again and again. So Mamela, he says, according to this, if this is the Makar of the Rabbeinu Peretz, so it's Takam Yushev, the Kasha, why he can get from a different person? Because now he gets from a different mishpacha. That different mishpacha is not mishubit to that Gemara and Erevin that he got from someone else. You, as an individual, cannot give kol matnois of la'odam echad, l'koyin echad. So if a person got tzandikos from one mishpacha, and now he gets from a different, that was the Gemara's kasha. L'choyin k'toriz, you can't get even from a different place. L'mais, you can't get twice. Tzandikos, you could get even from a different place. The teretz is because if it's dependent on the Gemara and Erevin, that's on the, you cannot give kol matnois l'koyin echad. But now the recipient, if I got it from one person, I get it from another person, that second person is not, is that doesn't, that shouldn't hinder him that he got it from someone else. I can't give matnois of l'koyin echad. I can't give it twice to the same coin. But the fact that he got it somewhere else, that's not connected to that Gemara and Erevin. So Mele Zokta Benayri Buda, that is the makar of the Rabbeinu Peretz, and not like the Rama understood from Keteris, and that Akoponim, we can see a difference between getting it from one person twice, from one mishpacha, versus getting it elsewhere.